Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Look, we've all been there. You're traveling for work, the playoff game is on, but you're blocked from watching. NordVPN is your ultimate defense against online threats and regional blackouts. NordVPN lets you switch your virtual location, so you never miss a moment of action. And with speeds faster than a breakaway run, there's zero buffering, zero lag. But here's the game changer. NordVPN's protection is everywhere you are, using airport Wi-Fi, hotel network. Doesn't matter, they got you covered. Their threat protection feature blocks malware and phishing attempts like a pro defensive back. And talk about value, one account covers up to 10 devices. That's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, and on, the whole starting lineup. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Zabecast. That's nordvpn.com/Zabecast. It will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. No risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? NordVPN, the ultimate defense against online threats and regional sports blackouts. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. This is the ZabeCast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Wednesday, March 12, 2025. Thank you for downloading. We are in the middle of conference championship week in college basketball, and we got some good stories brewing. No, we do not have the school that should have been in but would have been denied. That would be St. Thomas out of Minnesota. They're currently serving a 3-year probationary period to be eligible to win their conference bid. I talked about this on the morning show with Butchie. I said, you know, the explanation, because it's kind of bullshit, right? They're good enough to have possibly won the conference tournament. They lost in their conference championship in the Summit League. But they were right there able to win that automatic bid, but they were not going to be able to use it because NCAA rules say there's a 3-year probationary period. Now, why? Why do programs have to wait so long? The explanation that I heard years ago was the NCAA wanted these schools that wanted to jump up a division, whether it's in football or basketball, they wanted them to really think about it. Like, are you sure you want to do this? Because they were afraid these programs would get delusional dreams, try to jump up to Division I, and then get crushed and lose all their money and end up having to go back down a division. And while I get it to a certain extent, that's not the NCAA's business. They should simply tell these schools, hey, you want to make the jump? Good luck. You might get killed. but let us know how it goes. And then as soon as they're in and they get scheduled and they play the games and they count the wins and the losses, either you're in or you're not. Also, Delaware today has a chance tonight. And before this recording is done, before the game is over, Delaware has a chance to get in as a 12-win regular season team. It's not quite the lowest number of wins that would get an automatic bid. There's a number of 11-win teams in history that have made the tournament. But the Blue Hens may make the Cinderella run of all Cinderella runs. And then once the tournament begins, we get to enjoy the stylings of Wofford's big man, Kyler Filewich. Kyler Filewich. He is a big dude with a headband, of course. Very doughy body. He's not fat. I wouldn't say he's husky, let's call him. And he shoots free throws granny style, which I would assume is politically incorrect. And in a different day and age, people would be tutted for saying that. But guess what? It's the perfect descriptor. Granny style or Rick Barry. Yes, Rick Barry pioneered the underhanded free throw technique, and he was phenomenal. 89% underhanded. Wilt experimented with it in the early 60s. But otherwise, everyone else just does it the normal way. Whatever works is kind of what I say. Now, this guy, Kyler Filewich, he made this change because he was shooting 40%. And when you're down in the 40s, you'll pretty much try anything. So March Madness is upon us. The games are here, and this podcast won't be great at keeping you up to date because there's too much stuff going on. But we've got plenty else to talk about tonight, starting with a story that crossed this afternoon that I said, oh my, is this real? Tiger Woods has blown out his Achilles. What? He wrote on his website, as I began to ramp up my own training and practice at home, I felt a sharp pain in my left Achilles, which was then deemed to be ruptured. This morning, Dr. Charlton Stuckin of Hospital for Special Surgery in West Palm Beach, Florida, performed a minimally invasive Achilles tendon repair for a rupture. The surgery went smoothly, and we expect a full recovery. I'm back home now and plan to focus on my recovery and rehab. Thank you for all the support. I don't want to say this is it, excuse me, for Tiger Woods, but it's pretty close. He's 49 years old, and this injury, doing nothing but playing simulator golf once every 3 weeks, and then ramping up to try to play one or two tournaments, maybe a warm-up before Augusta, the Masters everyone hoped, is now derailed with a ruptured Achilles during training and practice, whatever that is. If you were to look up the Carfax report on Tiger Woods and all the injuries over the years, there's never been a more injured golfer in the history of golf than Tiger Woods. Not even close. Some golfers have one particular injury, a back or a wrist, that nags them throughout their career. Tiger's had everything. Knees, wrists, what else? This Achilles thing. Obviously, the car accident doesn't help. I'm sure there's a lot of compensatory things that have gone along. But even without the car accident that almost took his leg, you know, first of all, it sucks for him. It sucks for those that still want to see him compete one more time at a high level. Even if that was akin to people hanging out, golfers waiting for the great pumpkin with Linus and Charlie Brown in the pumpkin patch. It got to be so tedious that you'd see these little nuggets on social media. Oh, reports are Tiger Woods played insert Florida course here with insert tour player, current tour player X, and was hitting it out there insert number of yards past said player. He looks great. Wait till we get to the Masters. And it's always just been to me, I'm like, I know we all want prime Tiger Woods to come back, but it's over. It happened. It was glorious. There's been nothing like it. There probably won't be in my lifetime, but it's over. Give it up. Now, the question as to why is Tiger Woods so perennially injured, and again, you take the car accident out of it, but gee, why would that be? We know that he was training to be a Navy SEAL at like 31 years old, like legit training with SEALs, thinking, hey, I could do this. Running 5 miles a day in combat boots, which I guess was part of the test or the training to do that. He was going to these so-called kill houses where they would simulate going room to room to clear out hostiles in a, you know, enemy building structure and getting jumped on in the dark, things that were not good for his body. Obviously playing through a blown up knee at the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, limping along and still finding a way to win. Those were all awesome moments of athletic perseverance, but at a price. But he should still be playing golf at a high level right now. Phil Mickelson can do it, which he is sort of at least. You know, he did so this week in the LIV Tour over in Hong Kong. And remember last year, he was in the mix at the Masters. And I wouldn't be shocked if he was in the mix again this year, because when you know how to play Augusta National like a pinball machine with all the right bumps and nudges and make sure to hit this bumper and don't hit that one, small field that it is, great short game, he could find it for a week. Tiger Woods is only 49. Damn, he should still be playing high-level golf. It's a shame all that happened. But why? Why is he so injured? Interesting. A lot of things have happened, I know. But there's another thing that lurks, that you know about, that we know about, that you have to say, hope that's not the case. Get better, big cat, and I don't know what's next. A few limited events, but your body doesn't seem to be supporting anything resembling high-level golf. In other news, Stephen A. Smith is speaking more about the showdown with LeBron courtside the other night, in which LeBron, according to lip readers, said something along the lines of, keep my son's name out your mouth. Stephen A. Smith went on the Gilbert Arena podcast and had more to say.
You didn't do that shit. You said you fucking with my son. No, I wasn't. I was talking about you. I was talking about you. Wasn't about your son. I know he's number 55. I know he got work to do. Woo. I believe that he got potential.
Yeah.
I believe that he got the potential to go pro. I truly believe that. It's going to be tough, but I think he could pull it off. And by the way, I'm rooting for him. I ain't rooting against nobody. But I was talking about your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You did this.
Mm-hmm.
You the one that had us as reporters, as a league, as an NBA franchise. All of us got to sit back and be quiet and capitulate to your shit.
Come on now.
You Ooh. Did that.
Ooh.
And so when I see people talking, and I'm like, oh, my God, can somebody? I mean, I know I got a show, and I know I got my podcast, but I'm like, God damn, y'all, I'm fair. I don't give a fuck who it is. It's you. It don't matter who it is. Damn it, I'm just meeting you. If somebody unfair to you, I'm going to be like, that's not fair. But when it come to me, everybody get it crickets.
Now, I just wonder, what does ESPN that just pushed $100 million into his bank account or will over the next 5 years think about Stephen A. giving that stuff, the good stuff, the fire and brimstone stuff, to a podcast from Gilbert Arenas? Minus, of course, that the expletives that ESPN would never permit. But do you think that they're fine with it? That ESPN doesn't want that complication with LeBron? I would imagine that's probably the case. That they would rather Stephen A. do this on the side, on his own, through other outlets, and keep ESPN out of the mix because they still need LeBron and Clutch Sports and Maverick Carter and everyone else. But yeah, okay, so now Stephen A. is speaking up. The Philadelphia Eagles will indeed visit the White House Here is the White House spokeswoman, whose name I've forgotten already, talking about.
April 28th, I can confirm that the Philadelphia Eagles will be here at the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. I know there was a lot of fake news about an invitation that wasn't sent or was sent. We want to correct the record. We sent an invitation. They enthusiastically accepted, and you will see them here on April 28th.
There you go. Caroline Leavitt is her name, and so the Eagles are indeed coming to the White House. A bunch of NFL players are enjoying the best life in Dubai together. Micah Parsons, Justin Fields, Jordan Love, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, all in Dubai together. And they are sharing photos and experiences, and I love it. I love seeing boys on boys' trips, no matter who you are. And a lot of these players, well, at least I know Love is engaged, or did he end up getting married? I know he got engaged last year. I'm not sure if the wedding happened or not. You know, I love it when boys organize boys' trips. I love the assets. Show me what you're doing. Show me where you're going. Very cool. Just a broad range of NFL players. I don't know the connections. I don't know how it came together. Maybe they share agents. I'm trying to think of any possible connections. I don't know. I don't care. Send me all the pictures and videos. I love it. Dayline Baseball. So, apparently, I was wrong, or no, I don't know if I was wrong. I said, are you sure that titas is a slur? That in Spanish, it means boobies. Apparently, it does, according to somebody who sent me an email going, yep, that's actually no, it's my buddy Houston Scotty, who knows a thing or two about this stuff. He goes, yeah, titas is definitely a Spanish slang word for tits. So now the Rangers Texas double logoed titas hat is not available. This hat, I don't know if it's real or not, but it's funny as hell. The Sacramento A's, who would love to become someday the Las Vegas A's, although stadium progress in Vegas is apparently crawling to a halt, if not non-existent. They keep releasing artist renderings. I think they've released like 6 or 7 different artist renderings, and they're no closer to getting the money to build an actual stadium. The A's hat, because they don't want to put Sacramento underneath it, they just put A's on there, and they sort of duplicated the A apostrophe S, and so it looks like ass. A's, the A's hat looks like it says ass. Unless that's a Photoshop. And so somebody put it next to the titas hat. Titas and ass. Get me those two hats. Get me them now. Dateline gambling. So you know my affinity for, in a perverse kind of way, these gambling touts who happen to be beautiful young women who know enough about gambling and sports to sound credible, giving out their picks and being sponsored by the big, you know, machine-like gambling entities. Not the best gambling entity. That, of course, is our home for getting a wager down and getting paid when you want to get paid, and that is mybookie.com. Promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Remember, they've been around before all these Johnny-come-latelys, and they're the best I've ever dealt with. So go to mybookie.com and sign up today using my promo code. But the other outlets that have come along, they've just thrown money everywhere at any one that they can, including the likes of Lucy Burge, who just got laid off from her radio gig. That's too bad. She's now doing what she calls stretching bets, where she dresses up in a nice outfit and stretches and gives out a couple of picks. We know about Taylor Mathis and her walking bets. Taylor is expecting a child, so those assets, speaking of tetas and assets, are going to get quite big in the next few months. They are two of the notables that give out gambling picks. Be hot, give out picks, charge money, get eyeballs, get paid. It's not complicated. Are the picks any good? Yeah, they're 50-50, just like everyone's picks for the most part. Somebody posted this on Twitter. It may be a real conversation via text with a guy and his wife. It may not. I don't care. It's good either way. This guy said, I'm trying to get my wife to go tout. Quote, what if instead of going back to work, I set up an account for you to sell sports betting picks? All you have to do is post some kinda skanky videos giving those picks out. Charge like $50 a month. Wife responds, I would need 10,000 a month to post anything even somewhat skanky, quote unquote. Husband, okay, what if it was classy? Wife, I'm not doing anything for $50. I wouldn't give you a high five for $50. What would I do with $50? Husband, no, the idea is you get 100 people to sign up. The more you get, the more you make. Wife, sounds like a pyramid scheme for poor sluts. Do you know any of those? I'm sure you do. Husband, yeah, they're all over Twitter. Wife, well then suggest it to them, honey. That's a real husband and wife. That's damn funny. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Dateline Hills to Die On. It is amazing to me that the left is choosing to die on Hamburger Hill on the political issue of men in women's sports as transgender athletes. This is an 80-20 issue. 80% of the public is on the side of, yeah, nah, we can't have that. 80-20 issue, and they just cannot quit it. They cannot pivot off of it. Gavin Newsom, who's trying to change his image to prepare for a possible presidential run, is starting to do interviews with some conservative podcasters and at least engage in discussion across the aisle, so to speak. And he came out recently saying, yeah, I don't know why this is still a thing. We should not be having men compete against women. And oh, did he get savaged? Gavin Newsom even got savaged. Well, The View, oh, they're not going to go quietly. And boy, are they fucking dumb. Whoopi Goldberg is one of the dumbest people that holds a position, a platform on any major media outlet you've ever heard. This was Whoopi talking about the issue as they had on Dylan Mulvaney. You know her, talking about the issue of men in women's sports.
I think part of the problem that the trans community is facing, and it's the same problem that women face, is if you don't know anything about our bodies, you don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. So when you come in and you say, these are men,
Competing against women,
you're assuming that the women are weak and just can't do anything except be here. Have you seen female athletes? They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what's going on or why this is an issue.
Okay, then. You must reject known biological realities regarding muscle mass, density, testosterone, hormones, everything else to believe that. What are you so mad about? How do you know? How do we know they have an advantage? Have you ever seen a clip of a transgender athlete competing against women in which you had to go, which one is she? You never have to say that, do you? Meanwhile, Tesla stores and Tesla cars are getting keyed and spray painted and vandalized across the country, both at Tesla centers, where there's been some pretty bad destruction and fires and whatnot, and on an individual basis. Funny thing is, Teslas have cameras all over them, and they activate and record video in so-called sentry mode whenever somebody is around the vehicle. So there's a lot of dumb people who think they're going to somehow change the world or strike back at Elon Musk or Trump by keying a Tesla. Because I've seen videos where it's like, yep, there you go, clear as day. Now, finding who that person actually is without a license plate to go with it and finding somebody to prosecute, that could be pretty hard for something small like a keying of a car. But still, on the larger protests, yeah, the shit's going to hit the fan. Completely stupid. Trump has now said that he is authorizing violence against Teslas to be classified as domestic terrorism, and I'm all for it because it is. This is not something random. People are not randomly blowing up and or smashing windows or keying Hondas or Toyotas. It's one particular brand for a reason we all know. To which somebody pointed out, Democrats have gone from mandating electric cars to setting them on fire, and they wonder why nobody takes them seriously. By the way, could you imagine if during the Bud Light protest by the right, if a single Bud Light factory, distributor, truck had been damaged or vandalized in any way, the kind of insane reaction that would have provoked from the media? To football, why do teams not just quit on a guy who's known to be bad at quarterback? Why is there such a belief of, you know what, we can turn him around? Or, you know what, he's not that bad. Daniel Jones could be going to the Colts, and the Colts could end up trading Anthony Richardson for, who knows, a bag of groceries, whatever he nets in return. Daniel Jones tweets Warren Sharp of Sharp Football, ranked 40th or worse out of 45 quarterbacks in the last 2 years in yards per attempt, EPA, expected points added, sack plus INT percentage, touchdown to INT ratio, explosive gain rate, and sacks per pressure. That's 2 years of data, 40th out of 45 who qualified. Every key indicator sucks, sucks, sucks. Also, the Giants went 3-13 in his starts. Does it sound terrible? It is. But Sharp says he'll still look better in quarterback competition than Anthony Richardson. I'm not so sure about that. I don't think Richardson's going to be a pro quarterback when it's all said and done. And it may be already said and done. But Daniel Jones ain't it. Why is he still in the league? Of course, Zach Wilson got a one-year, $6 million fully guaranteed deal with Miami to be a backup. Again, why? Why $6 million? Why not $2 million? Why not just get a college prospect who's a fifth rounder that if Tua goes down, guess what? He'll go in, do his best, hand off a ton. Who were you outbidding at $6 million for Zach Wilson? Does every million not matter under the cap? It's even worse that the $6 million could grow to $10 million depending on playing time and incentives. Then there's this from the great St. Andre Golf account on social media. They do TikTok, Twitter, and other outlets. Very funny. They don't put out a ton of stuff because they want their stuff to be really good before they go with it. This is a guy, so it's like a four-person deal. There's a woman that's involved. She's kind of cute, from Minnesota. And they look like average Joes that play golf, but they really know the game and do videos based on shit that we all as golfers have seen before. This one is the dreaded shank word, where the shank is such a mysterious and evil occurrence that when it arises out of nowhere for reasons that you can't understand, the last thing you ever want to do is say the word shank. Here's their video.
I think I got a case of the shit.
No, don't say it.
Sharts. I sharted. Gambled on a fart and lost.
I gambled on a fart and lost.
No big deal. We can stay out here with that.
Thought I was in the clear. Nope. Little boo-boo.
Just a little one.
Little boo-boo.
Could have been a lot worse.
The wind that sinned. The devil's drum roll.
The wind that sinned. The devil's drum roll. I have never heard these terms.
I'm in a bad spot.
Hey, that'll dry.
Hey, that'll dry.
Oopsie poopsie. Just trying to hit a smooth eight. Ended up blowing mud.
Very vivid language.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
It happens.
Why are you guys relieved by my sharting? Huh?
Come on. We thought you were going to say, yeah. You know, the other one.
Oh. You thought I was going to say shank.
No!
I'm sorry.
No!
I'm sorry.
I just love it because I'd never heard of the devil's wind or the wind that sinned or the devil's drum roll. I bet on a fart and I lost. Let's end on this today. It is a sad day, not just because of Tiger Woods and his blown out Achilles, but Southwest Airlines will never be the same. In fact, I just hope they survive as an airline at this point because things are getting desperate. The end is near for one of the most beloved bonus wrinkles in air travel, and that is bags fly free. That ends on May 28th. Now, there's ways to get at least one bag for free if you sign up for Southwest's credit card, if you're an A-list preferred member, which I am. But otherwise, they're trying to find revenue because things are not good. Now, I am fascinated by the airline industry and air travel. I think it might be the most complicated business in all of business. When you think about it, you're talking about you have to purchase a fleet of super expensive things, modern aircraft. You have to service them. You have to train pilots to fly them. You have to negotiate with pilots' unions. You have to negotiate with the flight attendants' unions. You have to adhere to strict government oversight and FAA laws. You have to negotiate with airports for hubs and terminals and routes and landing slots. You have to endure bad weather. You have to always worry about, we don't want a disaster that's going to really impact us. You have to worry about, you know, prices for jet fuel. Then there's the public. You have to do, first of all, you have to have the software to book these fares and retain customers and set up, you know, bonus rewards programs. And it's just so complicated. And there have been a number of airlines that have come and gone because they couldn't quite hack it. They said, let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. Southwest is a great story. And I think a great airline. And they're struggling right now. So there's a guy on YouTube that I recommend if you are fascinated like I am by the airline industry. His name is called Coby Explains. C-O-B-Y-E-X planes, like airplanes. Here was a two-minute snippet on the problems that Southwest is facing right now.
Since 2020, the airline's profitability is down compared to both the competition and its own pre-pandemic levels. And investors are not happy. Its share price has fallen 50% over that time frame. Now, some of that problem is external. Southwest has succumbed to factors that are frankly outside their control. As an exclusive operator of the 737, it's been majorly impacted by Boeing's recent upheaval. Delays to the 737 MAX 7 have been particularly damaging. Southwest is counting on this plane, which is the smallest member of the MAX family, to become the backbone of its fleet. But with the jet now 6 years delayed, the airline's been forced to modify its fleet strategy. First, they've had to keep flying the 737-700. These aircraft are nearly 20 years old on average, and they're proving to be quite expensive to both operate and maintain. Second, they've had to acquire more 737 MAX 8s than they originally planned. The MAX 8 is the MAX 7's bigger brother, and it's already been in service for a few years. But while this jet has helped Southwest modernize, it's also proving to be a poor fit for its route strategy. Southwest operates a point-to-point model, directly connecting smaller cities rather than flowing traffic through major hubs. And they've had trouble filling the MAX 8 on these thinner routes. In fact, Southwest now has the lowest load factor amongst all major US carriers. Now, this whole situation is definitely a bummer for Southwest. Mistakes made by Boeing, a company that they have no control over, is clearly hurting their business. But the airline can't pin all the blame on external factors. It has some serious internal issues that are making the problems a lot worse.
Anyhow, so that's a two-minute snippet. The whole video is 14 minutes. If you like airplanes, if you're fascinated by the industry, if you travel a lot and just like to know a bit more because it's interesting to you, I highly recommend watching that video and his other ones. Coby Explains. But yeah, I hope the airline can turn it around because I've always enjoyed it. I fly Southwest quite a bit. Fly Southwest direct from D.C. to Milwaukee a ton every year because I kind of have dual citizenship now and I spend 50% of my time in Wisconsin. And they've been great. They've been great. I don't mind the no assigned seating because I have finally gotten my method down pat. Basically, since I'm A-list, I'm about A-19 usually, and I don't mind, I don't need to get any higher up the pecking order than that. I let the first six or seven rows kind of populate with people, and then I go find the first aisle seat with somebody already in the window. This is key. You don't want a snuggy-buggy couple who see two open seats next to you and go, oh, let's sit here. Make sure somebody's already in the window. Pick the first one. That's an aisle seat, grab it. That way, if the plane has anything more than 12 open seats, you're golden because people will always go past that middle seat early as they gaze toward the back of the plane thinking, I think there's room back there. I think I might be able to get something back there. And once they go past you, they're trapped. They're stuck. They're never going to swim upstream unless it's literally the last open seat on the plane. And they're being harangued by the flight attendant to get in that seat. They're never going to come back upstream. So that's been my strategy. It's worked great. It also helps that, as this guy said in his video, the Southwest load factor is the lowest in the industry, even lower than Spirit. I think he said 80% was the number. So I have had good experience. Now, of course, when you don't have that high A boarding and the flight is going to be full, let's say you're in bad boarding, well, then the next strategy I have is to just choose the best middle seat available. Sort of like an NFL GM, take the best player on your board. I realized it's better to be between a nicely dressed, say, 50-year-old woman, not a canoe tipper, and a 5'6 Japanese businessman then roll the dice on being somewhere else, because it's the burly shoulders guy is what kills you. Yes, I'd love more legroom. Who wouldn't? But it's the open seat in the middle. You need that because it's the big shoulders and the armrest fighting that kills you on any flight of any distance whatsoever. And of course, I had a nightmare flight on Southwest back from Vegas one time where I boarded early, went straight to the back of the plane, picked the window seat, thought, okay, no one's going to come back here. I got two redneck, white trash redneck dicks who would just start drinking the minute the plane took off, got super drunk, were being annoying and kind of harassing me, touching my iPad, laughing, making jokes. And I'm just thinking, holy fuck, what am I going to get in a fight with these assholes on the plane and end up on a no-fly list? It was a nerve-wracking flight. There was no other seats open. I didn't want to snitch on them to the flight attendant like a bitch. I did get up to go to the bathroom and I said, hey, look, I got a situation back here. These two assholes, you know, they're starting to become more and more aggressive and disruptive. Not like threatening me, but just kind of being dicks. What can we do here? And I tried to, you know, figure out my options. It turns out my only option was just suck it up and endure it. I tried to make friends with them. I tried to like start talking like, hey, man, what's up? And asked them what they were out in Vegas for. It turns out they were there to buy some truck, some aftermarket tricked out truck with all this lift kit and other shit. Anyway, that was my nightmare flight. All I could think about was, okay, we're an hour and a half from landing. All I want to do, I don't want to get in a fight. I don't want to end up diverting the plane. I don't want to end up on any kind of no-fly list. I want to get off this plane in an hour and a half and never see these assholes again. And that was when my pick the best middle seat strategy was born. You choose who you're going to sit between. Now, they're the ones that'll say, oh, fuck this fat guy with the big shoulders. He's going to sit here. Yes, I am. Sucks to be you. But now Southwest is going to do what all the other airlines do, which is up and extra you to death. They will introduce basic economy, basic bitch economy, which is what I got for the family's trip to Florida coming up here in April. We're going to Naples for the first time ever. Never been. Here it's lovely. Check flights. Round trip from Dulles to Naples, $179. I'm like, what? That's incredible. Then I go to book on United. And it's like, well, just so you know, this is basic bitch economy. And you're not even going to get a seat assigned. Well, you know, knowing that I need to be next to my daughter, Catherine, I wasn't going to pick four seats scattered throughout the plane. And I know my wife would be like, oh my God, come on, really, honey? So I'm like, all right, let's go ahead and upcharge for that. Well, if I'm going to upcharge for that, do I want some extra legroom? Oh, there's preferred seats, not extra legroom. They cost $39 per leg per passenger. And I try to figure out, well, what does preferred mean? Because it didn't really say. They didn't say you got extra legroom. Oh, I notice they're all windows and aisles. These are preferred. They're upcharging you for windows and aisles. And it was nag screen, nag screen, nag screen before I finally got to check out and pay them. And that's what's coming to Southwest, unfortunately. I hope they don't go defunct like Independence Air went under. Or let's pick some others. Of course, some of these did merge. America West, Northwest, Continental, TWA, Braniff, Midway, People's Express, Midwest Airlines, a.k.a. Midwest Express. They were amazing. Golden West Airlines, Eastern. I mean, the list is long. I went to Wikipedia and they broke down the list of defunct airlines into four sections alphabetically, and each of the sections was like 120 airlines long. I quickly clicked out of it and said, okay, never mind. Good luck, Southwest, but I fear for your future, and I hope you figure out a way to make it without losing your total identity, which you kind of have with this whole bags don't fly free anymore. That was your hook. That was your jam. You should have just raised the damn price of the flights and kept the bags being, quote, free. In fact, somebody suggested that their chief transformation officer in September, this is the guy in charge of them transitioning to a more profitable model. This guy, Ryan Green, told analysts that an analysis of their business showed that Southwest would lose more money from passengers defecting to rivals if it started charging for bags that it would make from the fees to check people's bags. He said, quote, the fact that free bags is a key driver of choice creates the risk that customers may choose the competition if we change. Southwest said last month that it had parted ways with Mr. Green. Oh, yeah, Ryan Green, Rhino, that asshole, we fired him. The investors, the board of directors, looking at our stock price that has completely tanked, they said, what, this guy didn't want to charge for bags? Fuck him, he's out. Charge. See what happens. That'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for downloading. Recommend to a friend. I appreciate it. Rate and review. It tickles the algorithmic overlords. And subscribe for a mere $5 a month to get Fridays as well with Scott and Solly, the original running mates on Fox Sports Radio. And also to get these podcasts ad-free and earlier than the normal schlubs who are freeloading Monday through Thursday. $5 a month is all it costs. And I'll give you 12 months for the price of 11 if you buy it for a year. Cancel anytime. I don't want any money that you don't want to give me. Thank you very much for your support. Have yourself a wonderful Wednesday, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.